Thank you.
It is 1:23 p.m. Today is Wednesday, May 1st, 2019. Before we begin, I want to thank Robert Montenegro, the House Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, Madison Truitt from the Juneau LIO, who makes sure we have sound. At this time, I want to thank committee members for being here and to remind committee members and all those in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today, we have Representative Wohl, Representative Stutz, my Vice Chair, Representative Ledoux, and myself, Representative Klayman. We do have a quorum to conduct business. Our first and only order of business today is House Bill 115, Absentee Voting, sponsored by Representative Tuck. This is the first hearing of the bill in the Judiciary Committee. I would note that I did ask the sponsor of the bill to touch base with community, with members of the committee to see if they were to be any interest in offering amendments, and my understanding is that's not likely to be the case. So unless something changes during the course of our hearing today, my expectation is we will move the bill from committee. I'd recognize that Representative Kopp has joined us. And if you could please come forward, he's here. Mr. Mason, please introduce yourself and tell us about House Bill 115.
Good afternoon. Thank you all. Thanks for considering House Bill 115. For the record, my name is Mike Mason. I am the staff for Representative Chris Tuck, and he apologizes for not being able to be here today. This very simple bill, House Bill 115, would give all Alaskans the option to receive an absentee ballot by mail for all future state elections without having to fill out the application every year. Right now, all voters must fill out a formal application every year if they want to vote absentee. We actually anticipate the Division of Elections could modify the existing absentee ballot application with the new option. And if you look in your packet, there is an example from the state of Hawaii that recently put in place a permanent absentee ballot application. And it's simply like a box that you would check off.
And I'd note during your pause that Representative Shaw has also joined us. Go ahead.
Currently, we have 10 states, as well as the District of Columbia, that allow some form of permanent absentee voting. It's often limited to the disabled or elderly. This simple change in the absentee voting system here in Alaska would make casting a ballot more convenient for those that prefer the ease of casting their ballot through the mail. And we believe that House Bill 115 will strengthen our representative democracy because it makes it easier for Alaskans to cast a vote. Essentially, how it works is currently here in Alaska, we do have a permanent absentee voter list, but it's authorized by regulation and not by statute. And under the regulation, which is 6 AAC 25.650, the election supervisor can designate a person or as a permanent absentee voter if that person is a qualified voter and if the election supervisor determines that the voter resides in a remote area of Alaska where the distance and terrain or other natural conditions deny that voter reasonable access to a polling place. We all live in Alaska. We know this is a very remote state, and there are communities, there are houses, there are settlements that are very, very remote. Also, a voter can be added to the list who has been identified as in an institution that serves the aged or persons with disabilities as a permanent resident on his or her current registration record. So,
hold on just a second. Please note that Representative Eastman joined us at about 1:25. You can proceed. Thank you.
So essentially, there's a list that exists out there. It's in regulation. It includes people in very remote areas, people that might be in senior homes or other institutions. And also, you can be on that list if a voter is a disabled voter and is requested to be designated a permanent absentee voter. So essentially, it means that the current list is reserved for those who live in very rural areas, the disabled, persons who live in places like senior homes. Also, those on that list don't automatically receive an absentee ballot. What they do automatically receive is the absentee ballot application. And essentially what Rep. Tuck is offering is he would like Alaskans to have the option to receive the absentee ballot without having the hassle of filling out the new application every year. The new system that as we propose it, how it would work, it would be on a use it or lose it model. The bill requires the Division of Elections to continue sending a person an absentee ballot unless they've not voted an absentee ballot for a period of 4 years. Essentially, that would allow someone to miss a general election. People miss elections all the time. There are, life. So if you missed two general elections, you simply would come off the list. You could apply to get back on the list, but you would not be automatically sent the absentee ballot. The other way to be removed from that list is if your ballot is returned as undeliverable. Essentially, if you move and you don't tell the division, then you will not automatically receive future absentee ballots for future elections. You essentially have to start over. House Bill 115 would give voters the option to always receive the absentee ballot without having to fill out that yearly application. And permanent absentee voting allows Alaskans to vote without the election day hassles that many of us have experienced. Time off work, you have to wait in line. Occasionally there are delays because of faulty voter machines. And the director of the Division of Elections was unable to be here today. She's on an airplane, but she did say that she can answer any questions, and I'll get those to her. There is a companion bill in the Senate. It's Senator Scott Kawasaki's Senate Bill 105. And I want to thank you so much for considering this simple bill. It was part of a larger comprehensive bill that passed last year that didn't make it through the Senate. And this is just one small component that they pulled out and put in the form of House Bill 115. And I thank you for your time and can answer questions if you'd like.
So questions from the committee, as usual, we limit our questions to 1 minute. Any questions for the bill sponsor's representative? Representative Eastman.
Thank you, through the chair. So I'm curious, if I take an absentee ballot and I don't mail it in, but I like turn it in at the polling station, would that count as having voted absentee for purposes of the bill?
I don't believe the way it works, you can vote that absentee ballot at the polling station, but you can vote a question ballot. And then they basically go record that if, say, someone has already sent in an absentee ballot and then votes in person, they would check so that only one of those votes counts. And it would be the first vote that is recorded that would count. So you can't vote the absentee ballot at a polling location, but you can vote an actual ballot or a question ballot.
Follow up?
Representative Eastman.
And so then you would not be given credit then, even though you basically turned in your absentee ballot, you would not be given credit for purposes of staying on the list.
That is an intriguingly good question, Representative. I had not thought about that. I will have to inquire with the Division of Elections and see how they would work that quandary about if you wanted to stay on the list and you take your ballot to the I think you would stay on the list because you would be casting a ballot, but that's an intriguing question, and I'll see what I can find
under
out.
Under the bill language, wouldn't it need to, you would have to do that for 4 years of never voting in any election before it would be, before you'd be bumped off the list? Because if you did for 3 years you voted in person, then in the fourth year you mailed in one of the ballots, be it for a primary or a general, then you wouldn't trigger the removal based on 4 years of not voting.
I believe you are correct.
Representative Wohl.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, if an individual filled out an absentee ballot and took it with them to the polling place, why wouldn't they just drop it in a mailbox? And is it self-stamped, or does it come stamped, or do you have to apply your own stamp?
I don't believe you have to apply postage.
Okay, so even more reason, instead of walking to the polling place, they would just direct you to the mailbox outside and then...
Yeah, I believe that's the way it would most commonly work.
Other questions for the bill sponsor? Representative Eastman.
Thank you, through the chair. Do you have any numbers for us on how you expect this to impact people who would be applying for absentee balloting, and would there be any costs or savings to the state?
So it's kind of unclear as to how many people would take advantage of a permanent absentee voting system. Kind of the only example that we have in Alaska would be what happened in Anchorage. And I know the election costs basically doubled, but that was because you had to vote by mail. There was no other option. So it's kind of unclear. In the fiscal note, they do not anticipate any significant fiscal impact to the department to implement this. But kind of the larger impact, if everyone decided to take an absentee ballot, it's kind of hard to tell at the moment, but they don't anticipate that would happen.
Representative Eastman, follow up.
Thank you, through the chair. So now if I'm a voter and I participate in a local election by absentee, I might go to Division of Elections and say, hey, you should keep me on the list because I've voted absentee in the last 4 years. But it is, what's the intent on that kind of situation?
Well, the local elections, many municipalities, they're separate from the state election. This only applies to the state elections. I would think that the departments in the local municipalities coordinate, or at least the state provides help and assistance to the local municipalities. I think it's through the Department of Commerce and then the Division of Elections. But I think that this is kind of only limited to the state elections at the moment.
Thank you. Follow up.
Representative Eastman.
Thank you, through the chair.
You're done.
And so I'm curious, do we have any numbers on costs of, say somebody only votes absentee once or only applies once, maybe they never even do cast in an absentee ballot, but that puts them on the list for 4 years. If they never vote any of those 4 years, is there a dollar sign associated with the expense of sending them the ballots and whatever record keeping is involved?
I'm afraid I don't have that. I can try to track that down from the Division of Elections. I think it might be challenging to get that, but I'll try.
Okay, thank you.
I don't see any other questions, so the next step would be to go to public testimony on House Bill 115. I'm going to open public testimony. First, I'll ask if there's anyone in the room that would like to provide public testimony on House Bill 115. Kendra Kloster, you're signed in, and welcome. Welcome back to Juneau.
Thank you. Kendra Kloster, Executive Director for Native Peoples Action. It's been a while since I've been in front of you all, but happy to be back. I'm here to support House Bill 115, which would give Alaskans the option to receive absentee ballots every year. This is an issue, as far as access to voting, that Native Peoples Action has been very passionate about. We work with the Division of Elections to make sure that people have greater access. And so this was just one of the topics that we've reached out to Representative Tuck, and supported him through this time of even expanding it, as we saw last year with House Bill 1, of wanting to look at additional ways to improve voter access. But we think that this is a good step forward, so people can continue receiving that ballot. It always seemed a little bit odd to me that you have to reapply every year for an absentee ballot if you know that you're going to be voting. And I think this will be helpful to get more people involved. And so we just want to express our support for the bill and hope that we see other legislation coming forward that will improve voter access across the state.
Thank you very much. I don't see anyone on the committee with questions. Thank you for testifying today. The only other person I'll ask, is there anyone else in the room that would like to testify in House Bill 115? Hearing and seeing no one, I'll turn to the folks online. Alex Coplin, can you hear us?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead and state your name for the record, and you can proceed with their testimony on House Bill 115. We try to limit public testimony to 2 minutes per person.
2 minutes. Okay, if I get to a minute 45, please tell me I'm off. Anyway, my name is Alex Coplin. I represent Kenai Peninsula Votes. We're an organization that just encourages people to vote non-strictly, nonpartisan. Representative Tuck has been a great spokesperson moving in the direction of trying to make voting easier. Yes, you do have to pay the stamp when you do absentee ballot. I have done that. The idea that the absentee ballot will be mailed to you, you don't have to request it each year, definitely will make it easier for many people. There's still going to be issues involved in any type of new legislation around this area of increasing voting turnout, but this idea that every year you'll get a ballot sent to you and you don't have to reapply will really save time and energy for many voters, just not even retirees and go back and forth, but people in college, people that are in the military, people, it'll just be a supportive technique. Money-wise, it shouldn't cost too much. There will be some problems you'll run into, and hopefully you'll fix them. But this whole idea is just marvelous, and I support House Bill 115 greatly. Thank you for your energy, and thank you for looking at this bill, and I hope it can move on.
Thank you very much, and I don't see any questions. I don't see anyone else in the room. I have no one else online, so I'm going to close public testimony on House Bill 115. That brings the bill back before the committee. first query I have was, I know Mr. Mason, I'd asked him to check with all members of the committee to see if anyone was interested in offering amendments to the bill, and I wasn't sure. Does anybody have interest in Representative Eastman?
Well, so something I think some other states do, which we might consider, is you give voters an opportunity.
Hold on. My first question is, does anybody think they might be interested in offering an amendment to this bill? Then we'll get to comments after that.
Sure.
On that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
I would like to hear from our Division of Elections.
Before passing the bill on?
I had some questions for them.
Okay.
And then that may affect the whole amendment thing. So.
And I understand that Division of Elections isn't available today? They're not on the phone right now, but...
Through the chair, Mike Mason, staff to Representative Chris Tuck. The director of the Division of Elections was hoping to be able to be here, but she's on an airplane at the moment and said that she can be available at a future date, but was not available today.
Okay. So we will not move the bill today, and so to the extent what I will do is folks can contact Division of Elections. I will at this point set a deadline for amendments at 5 o'clock tomorrow, Thursday, but to the extent that no one can reach the director of the Division of Elections and get their questions answered in that time. But that will bring us back to comments. Representative Eastman, thank you for that pause on your comments.
I think something that some other states are in the practice of doing is giving absentee registered voters a chance to choose which elections to receive absentee ballots for, like primaries or generals or special elections, something like that. And it currently reads to me like that isn't an option. If, you know, even if I only wanted an absentee ballot for special elections, I'm pretty much, once I check that box, I'm kind of signed on to all elections, which maybe I don't want. So I think giving voters an option there might be an improvement.
So that might be an amendment you would offer. Did you want to make a comment on that, Mr. Mason?
Through the chair, Representative, that's actually a good point. You could theoretically just use the absentee ballot system as it already exists. So if you want, you could fill out the application for the next general or primary election. But we'll all inquire with the Division of Elections.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Hearing and seeing none, I would ask that you communicate with the Director of Division of Elections. My plan would be to have this bill back up on Friday, and we convene at 1 o'clock. So I would encourage her to be available then. And with that, we will now adjourn for the day. We had originally noticed a bill that's currently in State Affairs regarding Representative Christ Tompkins' resolution referencing the percent of market value concept as a constitutional amendment. That has not left State Affairs, so we're not hearing it today. I think it's likely they'll move it tomorrow, and we'll probably have that on Friday, but we will adjourn for the day. Our next meeting is on Friday, May 3rd at 1 p.m. And with that, we will stand adjourned. It is now 1:41 p.m.